And welcome, everyone, to the Lone Wolf Radio, 8:01 p.m., 11/5/2024. The big night has come, and they're still counting down, and I don't think we're going to find anything out tonight, but it is possible, unless we're held up by Nevada or some other state that gives us some trouble there on the Democratic side, so we'll see what happens. It's an appointment and not an election, but still we can play the game and see how they play the game. So, it's very interesting to watch all of this insanity take place and look at all of the intricacies and complexities of the general political arena and how this game is really played out, which most people do not understand, as I found out today, being on several clubhouse rooms and talking to different people who were all wound up about voting, trying to get the vote out. And, of course, your vote simply does not count. There's no such thing as voting. It doesn't even matter at all whether you vote or not. They're going to put whoever they decide to put into that particular office. I know that sounds very crazy to some of you, but it's so, oh, so true. Voting is just completely a waste of time and energy. It's just a game they play with the general populace to keep people amused, feeling good. It's a touchy-feely kind of thing. And then, of course, we have people that get really upset and angry and even violent and homicidal over these insane, crazy so-called elections, which is, again, crazy if people only would shut up and listen and learn and understand and comprehend that these are not elections. These are appointments. We could eliminate a lot of the civil unrest and the protest and the unnecessary violence that's going on now and has gone on and will continue to go on after this person is chosen, whoever it might be. And like I said, they are the chosen one. They will be the chosen one, not the elected one. And I wanted to make that perfectly clear tonight. I also wanted to let you all know that Chris Collins has been terminated from the show, and he has been terminated from the board of directors and the executive board. He is no longer an executive senior assistant producer to the show, nor is he with us in any way, shape, form, or fashion as of this morning, around 11 o'clock. I fired him, basically, as Trump would say, you're fired. He has not done anything for our program. He has done nothing but put me down and drag me down to the ground and try and run the show and change me and change the show and try to say that he's in charge and that he's bringing me all of these people and, all of these other things, when in fact he isn't doing shit for himself or for us. So he is terminated. And Chris, I hope you're listening. And I told you, buddy, if I can help you get over that massive temper of yours, I'll be glad to help. Just text me on my phone and let me know, and I will be glad to help you in any way I can to get through that angry, dangerous temper you have. You're going to get somebody hurt if you haven't already. But I wanted everyone to know publicly tonight, Chris Collins is no longer with this organization. He is no longer associated with Alternative Public Radio International or Lone Wolf Radio or Destiny Global Communications Network or Humming Wolf Marketing, Strategic Marketing, or our disaster team. He really did himself a bad dido this morning. He cut a rug this morning, and I just fired him. So there we go with that. Christopher Blake is no longer with this organization either. He has really cut a dido also, and he is he's very sick. I know that he had that stroke, and I know he's had a lot of problems. But he's smart enough to know not to do what he has been doing, and that is calling every high-powered person in the world and trying to get them on a phone call with me for no reason whatsoever. And I have no idea why he's doing this. and he would not stop doing this, so I don't know what his deal is. He's just calling people at random, and he has them in his Rolodex from when he was an insurance agent. And so Christopher Blake is no longer with this organization either. He has been completely disbarred and disconnected and disassociated from this group. We are moving in a completely new direction. We are weeding the garden, as we've done many times before, weeding the garden, getting rid of all of this chaff and all of this dead weight and all of these low-life people that, you know, are coming in trying to drag the program down and trying to change me and change my narrative on the air and change the way I think and the way I feel and the way I communicate and, you know, trying to take over, you know, whatever, commandeer our programs and so forth that Marion and I have worked many, many hundreds of hours on, and they have done absolutely zero, nothing, nada, zero. So I wanted that to be perfectly clear out of the gate tonight here at 8.08 p.m. on the Prime Meridian 11-5-2024. I can't think of anyone else that we've axed. Tim Dawson has been with us for years and will remain with us until I pass away here with my head on the keyboard very peacefully. Tim is a lifelong member of this organization, and so is Spanky, a lifelong member of this organization. Yeah, Tim.
Thank you.
You're right, Tim. You're right. Cool. Yeah, you're a beautiful person. We love you very much, Tim. Michael is also, you know, as crazy as Michael is, Honor Guard is going to be with us probably till death do us part. Michael and I get into it, and we have our ups and downs, and we have our fights, and we have our disagreements, but Tim has seen us go back and forth with that. We've done that at least 100 times. I don't know. You know, just we're always probably going to be together in one way or another. Michael has his problems also. He's been very sick. And so, you know, he goes through his ups and downs. And when he comes on air, you know, I hate it when you all say he's drunk. I mean, he may be drunk, but he says he's on the pain medications and all that kind of stuff. And I believe him. I do believe him. And I normally just keep him muted when he's out of control or whatever. And this, that's what I do with Michael. So we have our ways of doing things here, you know, and we have our certain people that can push over the line, and we have certain people that can't push over the line. You know, it's just the way it is in broadcasting. It's the way it's been on every show that I've ever been on. Tonight, though, I want to take my pills first. I do want to say we got rid of all the meth heads here. We're getting rid of the crackheads off the property. I'm not having to chase them around anymore. My underwear all over the property here, jumping through windows and getting my taser out and running after people like a crazy maniac and trespassing them off the property. These people are crazy, man, I'll tell you. They will drive you literally insane. I'd rather run a zoo, you know, full of monkeys. It would be much more calm, I think, to run a whole fucking zoo full of chimpanzees or baboons. But that is neither the case here. Tonight is about words of wisdom, you know, and words of empowerment and words that make people into what they are today and have made them what they are today. We're going to decode language tonight and talk about language versus communication. We're going to talk about talking versus communication, and we're going to talk about mind control. We're going to touch on people's mindset and belief systems, and we're going to concentrate on concentration and focus and communication skills, including relationships, collective consciousness and collective insanity. Collective insanity for sure, collective consciousness, confusion, transformation, diversion, division, wellness, mind over matter, brain frequency, energy, and vibration, which is the 369, the TELSA 369 magic numbers of sacred geometry, and vibrational healing, along with control, and the government wants to control everything, and how spelling is spells, and spells are language, and language is magic. Spellcrafting. It's called spellcrafting. When you speak, you're spellcrafting. And, you know, people have a hard time rewiring themselves from the time they were able to speak. They started speaking, whatever age they might have started, really kind of comprehending the world around them. You know, when a child or a baby is first born, they only see auras. They see auras. They don't see us as we really are in this space-time continuum. They see auras. They see light refractory. They see shadows. They're very foggy with their vision. And then as they start to develop their vision, they start to develop their sensory input for vocalization and verbalization and learning to say basic words. And that's usually when the trouble starts, because a child is brought into the world usually with ignorant parents who are completely clueless as to how the matrix really does work and how important, if not vital, words are, and language and spelling and linguistics to the whole process of growth in that child's life. And so therefore they start teaching the child in the wrong ways, saying the wrong words, doing the wrong things, making the wrong noises, playing the wrong music, reading the wrong storybooks, and they start passing on to the child all of their crazy, wicked, insane, dystopic, twisted ways. And all of their psychosis falls down to the child. And then the child is programmed into this dystopic insanity and becomes a part of the collective insanity as they grow older, and hence what you have today. Hence what you see today there in the world, your next-door neighbor. The guy across the street, the guy that comes to mow the lawn, the milkman. Well, you don't have milkman anymore, but anyway, the guy at the local store. You know, people everywhere you go, you're meeting people who do not usually understand the vocalization process, the linguistic process, the language process, and how it works. And Mary's actually learning this. She's actually learning this, and it's taken her 26 years to basically for us to come together and her to figure out that there's really something to this word thing. You know, you are your words. You are your words. You are your thoughts. Your thoughts become words. Your words become things. And so you need to really understand just how important thinking is. What are you thinking about? How are you thinking about a particular subject, and why are you thinking about a particular person, place, or thing in the way that you are, the way that you do? Most people do not do this. They do not think about thinking. And most people will not hear me tonight. 80-90% of the people will not even understand what I'm saying. People do not think about thinking. They do not try to become conscious of consciousness. They do not try to become aware of awareness. And people really, honestly and truly, just have no idea how important their words are that they're spinning around in their mind. What are they thinking all the time? Are they thinking loss? Are they thinking poverty? Are they thinking depression? Are they thinking stressful thoughts? Are they confused? Are they mixed up? Are they freaked out? Are they scared? you know, what is going on in a person's mind, and where is all of this coming from? Where did it come from? Where did it originate from? And how is it manifesting in their life that they are living right now? Because you are where you're living right now is your fault, your directive. You have directed the play. And you have put yourself in the position that you are in at this very moment through words and through thinking and obviously through indoctrination and early programming and propaganda, misinformation, disinformation. And, you know, you have put yourself in this position. You have been put in this position. You have kind of been pulled and pushed into this position. And most people are very weak and uneducated and unenlightened and uninformed, so they don't take the time to think about how all of this came to be. They just accept it as it is, and they obey, and they consume, and they obey, and they consume, and they do as they're told by the government and by the authorities and by the courts and by the Internal Revenue Service and the FBI and the CIA and the police departments and lawyers and doctors and nurses and hospitals and the education system. As you know, we have a completely failed education system, completely failed education system. As a matter of fact, I would not even call it an education system at all. I would not call it an education system. I would call it a system of failure, a complete system of failure and degradation for these children that are going to have to having to go to these public schools and even some private schools. They do not teach linguistics in school. Linguistics should be taught, and the purpose behind linguistics and the ultimate complexities of linguistics, I think, should be taught from the first grade on, if not elementary school, because the way you think and the words that you learn to use in particular situations, they direct the rest of your life. So whatever you're thinking is what you're doing. And what you're doing may not be the thing you need to be doing. You may need to be doing something else or want to do something else, but you just can't figure out why you're being, impeded, as we say. Impediment is happening. You're running into boundaries, and you're running into all of these hurdles, and you're not able to overcome those particular hurdles, which turn into psychosis eventually. And you become psychotic or neurotic or a narcissist or maybe even a serial killer or whatever. But, maybe a bank robber, maybe a carjacker, maybe a dope fiend, an alcoholic, a liar, pathological liar, narcissist, whatever the case may be, your environment is shaping all of this all of the time. And this is a very complex subject, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very, very complex subject, and one that Marion and I are going to be talking about on Clubhouse and Instagram and Blog Talk Radio and all of our other platforms that Marion is trying to get us situated on out there. And, you know, it's something that everybody needs to learn, especially people in relationships. And, you know, those relationships might be casual relationships. They might be romantic relationships. They might be just purely sexual relationships. They might just be friendships, But you still have to take the time to practice and focus and concentrate on linguistics and the importance of language, because language has to do with everything that you're going to do in the next nanosecond and the million nanoseconds that follow. So language is very important, because what we have right now in our society is a collective insanity. We have a collective insanity, a collective mania going on. We have a collective psychosis happening in our society by design. Of course, this has been designed by the ultra-powerful and the ultra-wealthy to keep people enslaved and to keep people in bondage and to keep people tied to their chair, so to speak. and not allowing them to realize the personal power that they possess and the personal, how to make the personal transformation to a higher realm of thinking and a higher frequency, therefore enlightening and enhancing the ability to synchronize and balance and have a more comprehensive understanding of one's internal and external environment. So the show tonight is definitely important because many people become confused. They become fearful. They become stressed out, depressed. They become down and out. They have this poverty mentality. They have this, oh, woe is me mentality. They have this, oh, poor me mentality, you know, and they have maybe a temper, which somebody today I was talking to went off on me and they had a temper fit. And I was like, why are you doing this? You know, why are you so mad? You know, why are you so angry? Why are you so pissed off? You know? And they're like, oh, F you and F you and F you and this and that and the other and blah, 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 blah. And they just, you can't shut them up. You just can't turn them off. It's impossible with some of these people to get them to stop and sit down and shut up and listen and reflect and look in the mirror of the mind and see, why am I reacting to this person? Why am I reacting to this person, place or thing or event, you know, in the way that I am? Where did this come from? Where did this type of reactivity come from? And why am I not able to simply interact on a more mature, positive, uplifting level? Why do I have to take that deep dive into immaturity and drama, Debbie drama, crazy Karen kind of thing, you know? Why do I have to do that? People will not look inside themselves and take the time to self-analyze why they are where they are and why they are doing what they are doing and why they are thinking what they are thinking. And, you know, some of you might be getting this and some of you may not be getting this. You know, society and its elites have gone to the extra extreme to turn people's mind off, turn people's brains off or down, decrease their potential of comprehensive understanding of language and how important language is to the overall process of success. Marion and I have diligently and built this Obsidian Eagle Forum for upcoming leaders, young leaders and old leaders, veteran leaders, newcomers to the business of being an entrepreneur. And we talk about all of these things within the context of this forum. And we try to teach people all of these things so they will not make the same mistakes that I have made and Marion has made and others have made. So we're speaking from experience. We're not just talking out of our ass. You know, we're not just making things up. We are literally speaking from hardcore experience. Marion and I are on a constant journey of exploration to be better and better and better. And it's hard. And I will admit that I am the catalyst for the trouble, most of the trouble that's caused with her and I. I'm the one that does it. But I'm trying to teach her not to react to certain situations. And it's very difficult to do. She continues to react and 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 react. When in fact, she just needs to shut up and sit down and think, why am I doing this? I know I'm being tested. I know this is a test. I know this is for my own good. But yet she keeps reacting and reacting and reacting. And rather than interacting or thinking or taking a self plunge, you know, a deep dive into her own mind and wondering, now, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why am I doing this? But your words are everything. And if you all have ever been to court, you know that they have a judge and they have a court. Well, a court has a racket. A court is a racket. When you play tennis, you have a racket. Court is a racket. When babies are born, they come into the birthing canal. That's why this new woke generation here calls them birthing people, birthing people. They don't call them mothers anymore. They call them birthing people because they came down the birth canal and they were birthed into maritime law. and merchant law and not common law. So they're immediately thrown into merchant law, which is contract law, which creates a straw man, which creates a trust, which creates a CUSIP number, and SSQVI trust, that goes, bond goes into SSQVI trust, et cetera, et cetera. Many of you have heard this over and over again. So there again, that's very complex. You know, contracts are very complex. When you get a mortgage, what does it mean on your house? What does it mean to get a mortgage? What does morc mean? It means death for life. Mortgage, 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 mortgage. Go back to your Latin and look at it. It's death, you know, death, 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 debt, 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 death. You look at these words. You look at these words in court, like human. You use the word citizen. A citizen is a citizen, is a employee of the corporation of the United States Incorporated, a foreign corporation based out of England. You're not a person. You're an individual. You're an individual. You're not a person. You're not a citizen. You're not a good little citizen or a bad little citizen. If you're a citizen, you're contracted with the deep state. You know, people just seem not to understand how quick they can get themselves into trouble in court by using the wrong words. You know, if your honor and all of this kind of crap, your honor for what? Why is this your honor? Your honor. Why do everybody stand up in court when the judge approaches the bench in his black robe? You see all the Masons wearing black robes. The Pope wears a black robe. Kids wear black robes in the university to graduate. Well, what does the black robe represent? Think about it. Go look it up yourself. Don't ask me. Go look it up. Go do the research on all of these things. A court is the court jester is there. You know, the clerk and the prosecutor and the it's a game. It's a game. It's a back and forth game. It's a racket. You know, and the whole point of court is to throw the ball in each other's court. Court, you're throwing the ball back and forth from the prosecutor to the defense attorney and then to the judge who is there to moderate and who is there to kind of act as a referee between this game that is being played in court. When you get a summons to court, what is a summons? What does it mean to be summoned? We summon demons. We summon beasts. We summoned. We order you. We command you to come to our court and play our game with our racket, in our racket. So think about these words. Think about these words and how powerful they are as you're writing or thinking. Or doing an article, or just getting up in the morning, how are you thinking? What's going through your mind in the morning when you get up? Are you saying, oh, I'm so depressed, this is a really shitty day, you know, I've lost my job, I don't have any money, I can't pay my rent, I'm not very good at what I do, I'm a failure? Well, you know, if you have these kinds of words that you're using, you're going to continue to create that exact reality that you're thinking about, that you're word spelling, word crafting, you're word crafting, okay? So you're going to continue to draw that from the quantum field, and that's exactly where you're going to stay, is exactly how you're thinking and how you're speaking these words into existence. You're also speaking your reality into existence. So you're creating your own hell on earth. That's what that is all about. Believe it or not, I won't go into religion tonight, but the Bible speaks of this. You're creating your own hell and you're creating your own heaven. It's up to you whether you want to create hell on earth or heaven on earth. It's completely up to you. And how that works is, what words are you manifesting? What language are you manifesting? What kind of attitude and behavior are you manifesting when you get up in the morning? When you go to bed at night, what are you saying to yourself about the next day? What are you thinking about? You know, your words determine your dreams. Your words have a lot to do with your dreams. The way you use language has a lot to do with your dreams. So whether they're vivid dreams or lucid dreams or standard dreams or intermediate dreams or whatever they might be, the brain draws dopamine from all of these different situations in life. You know, the dopamine, the brain produces dopamine. It's kind of like a fix. You know, it's kind of like catnip. The brain gets turned on by dopamine, kind of like it gets turned on by cocaine. Or even methamphetamine or some other type of speed, the brain reacts to things and produces dopamine or not. And so the brain just wants more dopamine, more dopamine, more dopamine. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be beating your mother to death, or you could be playing a great round of golf, or you could be riding a roller coaster. The brain doesn't care. The brain just wants more dopamine. So you have to understand, you know, where are you getting these words from? Where are you getting your communication modules from and your manifestations of communication? Where are these things coming from? Where did they come from? How did you learn them over time? And who has been teaching you? Who have you been listening to? Who has been your example? Who is setting the example for good or bad, positivity or negativity? So, yeah, very, very important for you all to understand these things and to get a new perspective on the way these things work and to build your self-esteem. You know, you have to be able to build your self-esteem, especially if you've dug yourself a deep, deep hole of depression. It's very, very difficult to dig out of these things sometimes. It's almost impossible to dig out of a deep, deep well of depression. So you need to really stop and think, you know, what is causing this? What have I done to myself to be able to put myself in this constant state of fear, constant state of degradation, and constant state of depression and confusion? So it really takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of practice. People become demented. You know, people can get so down and so twisted that they can become demented. You know, there's nothing worse than a demented person or a person who has nothing to lose. A person who has nothing to lose is not someone you want to pick a fight with, because, you know, that's a very dangerous situation to be in. So think about that. Think about how people get where they are. You know, think about how people think themselves into these personas or personalities that they develop. You developed your personality. Your personality was developed. It's both internal and external. It has to do with your internal processing capabilities and your external ability to sense the world around you with your auditory, your listening, your hearing capability, your ability to smell and taste and see and hear and feel. All of these things are very important to keep these things tuned up and synchronized and in balance. A lot of people are not, you know, they say, well, we don't have any freedom. We don't have any freedom. We don't have any freedom. Freedom does not happen outside. It happens inside. You know, and these are something that the monks have taught me, and the senseis have taught me, and the yogis have taught me, and the shamans have taught me, being in shamanism all the years that I've been in it, and meditation, learning from the Buddhist and others about freedom. Freedom is internal. It's not external. You know, freedom is not something that happens to you. Freedom is something that happens within you. And so a person who is in prison, Gandhi was famous for talking about this, him and many others who had been in prison for many, many years, talking about, you know, you can be in prison for 10 years and be free as a bird. And that's, it's all internal. It's all internal. It's all internal. It's all in the brain. You know what I mean? What is vibrational healing? We talk about vibrational healing. We talk about frequency and energy and vibration being the three main components of this space-time continual reality of illusion of reality. And that is, vibrational healing means that you're pulling yourself up by the bootstraps into a higher level of frequency, a higher realm of frequency, and therefore your body is changing at a molecular level, at a subatomic level. Your words, your body's made up of like 60-70% water. Water is able to hold memory. Water is able to absorb and transfer memory, both transmit and receive memory. And I'm not going to go into the complexities of how that's done tonight, but I will say that water reacts to both external water in a lake or a river, or a glass of water reacts to your voice, reacts to your voice tone, rhythm, and volume and inflection, as well as your internal water structure or fluid structure in your cellular metabolism also reacts to your voice and vocal tones and rhythm and volume, therefore creating sickness or dis-ease or healing. So it's up to you in how you handle these types of situations. And you can see just by what we've done here, just what little show we've done, how important this is and how complex this is and how one needs to really dive in deep and get down on the very base levels of this to be able to get a basic understanding of how these things work. Most people live in want, and most people live in need, and most people live in poverty, and most people live in depression and stress and fear. And this in turn creates dis-ease, creates illness. We can change all of these things if we just understood more about our language and our thinking and processing skills that go on in that electrochemical makeup of the brain and the synapses and the neurons. So very important, folks, very important. And as I said a while ago, relationships come into play here too. And especially with a man and a woman who are trying to have a relationship, maybe trying to live together, or thinking about living together, thinking about coming together on a long-term basis. You know, you need to try to understand, like Marion and I have always talked about on this show, is being best friends. How do you become best friends? Most people do not know how to be a best friend. They do not know how to treat a best friend. Most people don't even understand what it is to even say the word best friend. They really don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what it means to be a best friend. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to treat the other person. They don't know how to think about the other person. They don't know how to think about the relationship. So it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to, you know, most of this has to do with immaturity or maturity. It basically boils down to how mature are you? How mature do you want to be? How mature have you been? Why have you been so immature? Why have you been so psychotic? Why do you carry this psychosis with you that you seem so stubborn not to be able to change or alter or restructure your thinking or realign your thinking or reorganize your thinking to live a better life? You know, I always tell people in relationships when they get into these major arguments and things, somebody needs to lead and somebody needs to follow. But in essence, both people need to learn to synchronize. Both people need to kind of come into a higher understanding at the same time of what it's like to grow in the communication process and what it's like to be more mature with each other. And like I said, it's not easy to do. Most people are dead in the water. They're dead in the water. They're not going to change. Most people will never, ever, ever change because it is very, very difficult to realize what I'm talking about tonight. It's very, very difficult. And, you know, people will argue with me and they will try to disprove me and they will try to debate me and they will try to give me all of these reasons why I shouldn't be talking like this because they're so abnormal, they're so diseased, they're so ill. They're so angry, they're so jealous, they're so demented, and so they try to drag me and others down on their level. Now, there's another part to this. There's a basic level to the communication process of learning. There's an intermediate level to the process of learning communications. And then there's an advanced level of the process of learning communications. And then we move into the word gobbledygook. This is a political word, gobbledygook, and it's what Kamala Harris is good at. She's good at gobbledygook and word salad, word salad, word salad. You've heard that 1,000 times about her, word salad. A lot of these politicians, they can talk for an hour and say absolutely nothing that makes any sense. But it makes sense to people who have the type of immaturity and the type of upbringing and have had the bad examples set for them where they will listen to a politician talk for an hour and think that they've actually learned something. And the politician can actually hypnotize them with their voice to get them to believe the bullshit that's coming out of their mouth, because people are so used to being trained and taught by bullshit and being around bullshit and speaking bullshit and listening to bullshit that that's all they know is the language of bullshit. So there's something else to think about. Now, there's something else to think about also on a higher level beyond the basic and the intermediate and the advanced version of all of this. We have a master version of communications. Now, you get to a point where I am, and I can play with communications. I'm very well aware. I've graduated the basic. I've graduated the intermediate. I've graduated the advanced, and I've graduated into the master level of communication and processing and sensory input, and therefore I can play with people. I can play with people's minds. I can play with people's emotions. I can change and alter people's behavior at will. And this is a very dangerous talent to have, and it's also a very good talent to have, especially if you're a salesperson. When I was in sales, I was the top 10 salesperson in my state in what I did, because I could sell people anything. It didn't matter what it was, I could sell them something before they left the store. And I could probably upsell them and upsell them and upsell them to where they came in wanting to spend $500 and I got them to spend $2,000, because I was a good salesperson, because I understood communication process. I understood the communication process. I understood how people think. I understood people's behavior and attitudes. And I understood behavioral science. So it's very important that you learn that this can be a good thing or a bad thing. Now, politicians use this as a bad thing. Politicians use this to take over the world. I'm sorry, what? What? Who is it? So anyway, you can use this to take over the world. You can use this to make the world a better place. Or like I said, if you're at the master level of communications like I am, you can use this in any fucking way you want to. It doesn't really make a shit. You can use it to destroy, or you can use it to build up, or you can use it for both, okay? When you get to the master level, there's the basic level, which most of you are at and will stay for the rest of your life until you pass away. Some of you have reached the intermediate, and you're confused. At that level, you get very confused. Communication becomes very confusing because you're not really going through a course. You're not really practicing at a higher level. You're not really aware of awareness or conscious of consciousness, and you're not really thinking about thinking, so therefore you're just kind of in a void. You really don't know which way to go, okay? I could drag you here or drag you there or push you here or push you there. Whatever I want to do with you, I can do at my will, okay? My request, my bequest, not yours, okay? I'm in control. I'm in full control. Even though you think you might be in control, I'm in full control all the time. I never allow myself to be controlled. Never allow myself to be controlled. Now, when you get two people like that together and one is on an intermediate level and one is on a master level, you have a problem. Somebody's going to have to eventually give in, and the other master is going to have to set the example, and the intermediate is going to have to allow that example to be set. And that doesn't happen very often because of pride and jealousy and ego and many, many, many other psychosis. So, you have an imbalance. You have a lot of people out there that are very, very imbalanced. And they, like I said, jealousy is one of the killers of good communication. If you have a person that's jealous of another person you're going to have constant problems, constant problems. If you have a person who has a false ego, you're going to have major problems. Now, a master, as myself in communication, I can sit and play with these people like a cat plays with catnip, or a cat might bounce a mouse around the house. And I just, you know, I just sit back and kick back and look at it from a behavioral science point of view, and I'm getting off on this. I'm having my giant orgasm, my giant cerebral orgasm, because I'm in full control, and they think they're in full control, or they think things are out of control, when in fact it's in complete control, and it's my control. I'm controlling them. And, you know, I'm not going to let them get three chess moves ahead of me. I'm 20 chess moves ahead of them already, and they don't even know it. You know, they haven't even taken off yet. So this is very important tonight, to learn word spelling and word crafting and language and linguistics and the power of linguistics to shape your reality. Now, again, I want to stress, and I want to really, really stress the fact that when you go, when you're going through the intermediate level of linguistics and linguistic training and preparation and practice and focus and concentration and meditation, you need to really be humble, really be humble. You really need to be humble, and you really need to find someone that you can work under, and you really have to humble yourself, and you have to find someone that you trust. You have to find someone that you really, really trust in order to learn the comprehensive analytics behind linguistics and how frequency and vibration and energy work in that particular field. Most people have no idea how the golden ratio plays into this, or the Fibonacci sequences play into this, or the Schumann resonances play into this. Most people have no idea what the sine cosine calculative process is, because they've never done it before. They've never looked at the vertical and horizontal lines on the sine cosine and draw the y-axis between there and do the circle like the moon, half moon. They've never I'm out of breath. They've never done the math on this mentally. They've never looked at it from a mathematical standpoint, and they've never realized the complexities of the alpha, beta, theta, gamma spectrum in the brain and how that works. Okay, the alpha, beta, theta, gamma spectrum in the brain and how that works, along with the neuronic process and the synaptic processes that are going on constantly. Your brain is processing information as it's coming in. The problem is, people have filters in the brain that I'm not going to break down on a subatomic level or a anatomy and physiological level right now. I'm just going to say basically that people have filters in their brain, and most of those filters are clogged, like the filter in your truck can be clogged, and the motor won't start, or it runs rough. So those are the filters in your brain, are clogged up with bullshit, clogged up with ego, clogged up with false pride, clogged up with jealousy, clogged up with anger, clogged up with temper, clogged up with depression, clogged up with a lot of different things it can be clogged up with. And when you have a person like that, they're going to be argumentative. They're going to be debating you. They're going to be mad at you. They're going to get angry with you. They're going to be pissed off at you. They're going to just, and fuck themselves is what they're going to do. They're going to ultimately fuck themselves. And, you know, I will play with people, like I said, I will play with people a long time like that cat plays with the mouse. I will go the limit with people to see what they're made of. I will go the limit with people to see how they're put together. And then I will just drop them like a hot potato, you know, and I'll banish them into the darkest forces of the void. And they will never, ever, ever see me or hear from me again. And these are people that are just too goddamn stupid or too goddamn hard-headed to understand that they might have a problem, and they might need to take a real hard look at that problem. I have done that myself, and as I told Marion and I, we have a meeting yesterday about this, and, you know, I said, we get up every morning and think about this. We talk about this every single day. We talk about words of wisdom, words of empowerment, you know, words make the people, language decoded, you know, language and communication, mind control, mindset, concentration, focus, meditation, communication skills. What does it mean to have communication skills? Does it mean that you're just able to talk and open your mouth and rant and rave and bitch and moan and scream? No, it doesn't. Communication is very, very complex, very, 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 very complex. And to learn anything about even basic communication, you have to study your ass off, like, you know, college level type stuff. I mean, you can get into logic in college and take a 2-year course in logic alone. You can take a 4-year course in communications or a 6-year course in communications. You get a master in human communications. I have a master's in neuro-linguistic communications and analysis and interrogation. Relationships, you know, Marianne and I do relationship counseling, and the major problems in relationships is inability to be transparent, an inability for both parties to allow the other party to be themselves completely without trying to stop them or change them or alter the course of their reality or alter the course of their narrative. And that is difficult also, because in some relationships, you have a hard-headed female, let's just say, or a hard-headed male. Let's say a hard-headed female. You have a hard-headed female who's kind of a Debbie Drama, crazy Karen kind of person, and she's always right. She's never wrong, and, you know, she's going to throw up things that you did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. If you get into an argument, she's going to remind you when you were an alcoholic or when you smoked too much dope and when you went out on her a couple of times. And see, these things never work in relationships. They never work. They never work. They never work. Just not give it all. You have to let go of all of those moments that happened, you know, in the present moment. You have to let go of those things. If you really care about someone and love someone and you want to be with them and want to have a positive, ongoing relationship, both of you have to study. Both of you have to focus. Both of you have to concentrate on getting better. Both of you have to concentrate on moving into a higher frequency level. Now, what does that mean, moving into a higher frequency level? You see, most of you don't understand that your body has frequencies. Every organ in your body has a frequency. Your body has a frequency. Your liver has a frequency. Your stomach has a frequency. Your intestines have a frequency. Your bowel, your short bowel, your long bowel has a frequency. Your microbial, your microbes in your body have a frequency. Your cells, your metabolism is frequency oriented. Your heart has a frequency. And it's in tune with the Schumann resonance and the auras and chakras in the body from the parasympathetic to the sympathetic. It's all frequency-based. It's all vibrational-based. And your words change those frequencies. And as we said at the beginning of the show, your words are your ways, and your ways are your thoughts, and your thoughts are things. So your words become thoughts, your thoughts become words, your words become thoughts, and your thoughts become things. And this is very difficult for many people to realize or comprehend on a very deep, deep, deep level. Most people have a very shallow mind. Most people are uneducated. Most people are uninformed. Most people are not very well read. Most people are immature. Most people have a temper. Most people get angry very easy. It doesn't take much to push their little button. You know what I mean? Doesn't take much at all, because they're in constant competition with you. Two people cannot be together. In another meeting Marianne and I had before the show, as we were talking about relationships where people are trying to compete with each other, constantly competing, 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 and trying to be smarter than the other one, smarter than the other one, smarter than the other one, faster than the other one, better than the other one. You know, I did this. Oh, well, I did that. Well, you did this. Well, I did that better. And, oh, I've done that too. And, oh, I gave you this, and I made you this, and I made you acquainted with this person. I made you acquainted with that person, and I did this, and I did that. Those kind of people are just ignorant. They're hillbillies. They're bums. They need to live in Appalachia and be butt-fucking each other. They're on the river down there, but dueling banjos. They'll never make it. They'll never be successful. They'll never make it anywhere at all in life. They'll always be in poverty. They'll always be in want. They'll always be in need, and they'll never have a friend, a real true friend. I mean, you know, they might have some friends that are kind of mentally retarded. They might have some friends that are not that bright that they can hang around with. And people like that normally like to hang around with homeless people or bums or somebody who's not as smart as they are. They like to hang around with people that are less smart, much less smart than they are, so they can be the big dog, so they can be on top, so they can seem very intelligent, you know what I mean? But when they meet up with somebody like me, boom, it's over. The game is over. I got you. Checkmate. You're done for. You're done for. You're finished. I'm going to let you hang yourself. I might give you 6 months. I might give you 6 minutes. I might give you a year, but you're going to hang yourself. I got plenty of time. I'm not in any hurry. I'm like the Illuminati. I don't have to do this thing overnight. I don't have to kill you in one day. You know, I can wait 6 years to kill you. I can wait 6 years. I can take your brain apart, and I enjoy taking your brain apart. I enjoy taking your mind apart. I enjoy listening to your bullshit. I enjoy listening to your temper and your anger. I enjoy listening to you become upset and nervous and want to debate and tell me how smart you are and how much better you are and what all you've done for me and, oh, what all you've done for this and what all you're doing for that and blah, 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 rah, rah, rah. And your voice and your rhythm is all off, and you're at dis-ease, you're in illness, you're in psychosis, and you just go on and on and on and on and on. And you can't shut these kind of people up. You just cannot shut them up or shut them down. You just have to shut them out. You have to X them out. You have to get rid of them, okay, at some point in time. And I'm very patient. I am very, very, very patient. I will let someone go on and on and on and on and on and on and on just to have something to play with when I'm bored in the morning or in the evening or in the afternoon. You know, I will let someone just go on and on and on and just give them the rope and let them hang themselves. Eventually they're gone. They're done. I'll put them on the lowest limb and boom, kick the horse out from under them, and they're gone. Boom, out of my life. And, it takes a lot. I will say it takes a lot to humble yourself. It takes a lot, as I said earlier, to change. It takes a lot to be able to admit you're wrong. It takes a lot to apologize. It takes a lot. People lose great opportunities with Marion and I, people that we've had around us in the last 6 months. We've dropped them like flies because they're losing some of the greatest opportunities in the world. They have no idea what they're losing out on, you know. They just have no idea because their mind is constantly in a dysfunctional mode. They're constantly angry. They get up in the morning thinking about how they can fuck you somehow or how they can be better than you or smarter than you or tell you how great they are, you know. And they're not. They're just simply not. And of course, that's a difficult thing to analyze, too. It's kind of like looking at analytics in alternative radio. It's difficult to look at your analytics because they're so complex. And looking at that same situation with a relationship of any kind is difficult to gauge, as to who was in the wrong and who was in the right. And is it important? Yes, it's important. It's very, very important to realize, okay, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I truly apologize. But there again, you don't want to be truly apologizing if you're not sorry. And if you think that you're definitely in the right and this other person is truly dysfunctional, this other person truly has a psychosis. This other person truly needs anger management. This other person needs to calm down and chill the fuck out, shut the fuck up, sit down and listen. I don't care if they're 4 years old or 40 years old or 400 years old. It doesn't matter how old they are. They might need to be quiet. Just be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up, you know, and this is very difficult for people to do because they don't like to be told to shut up. They don't like to be told to calm down. They don't like to be told to chill out. They don't like to be told to do the inner work. They don't like to be told to go inside themselves and do the inner analysis, the deep analysis, paralysis of why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I saying what I'm saying? Where did these words come from? Where did these thoughts come from? Where did this behavior come from? Where did it originate from? And how is it manifesting? And how is that manifestation helping me to grow? How is that manifestation helping me to build my career or my positive income or passive income? or my future financial situation, how is it going to be with my psychosis going on, you know, and my inability to concentrate, focus, meditate, listen, practice, you know. Marion's gone through boot camp with me, coming out of undercover work with me. She was in undercover work with me for a year at the end there when I got out. And she learned espionage, and she learned the art of communication and neurolinguistic programming and how complex the communication process really is and how difficult it is to grow up and how difficult it is to mature. A lot of people are 40, 50, 60 years old, and they're still playing in the sandbox. They have not learned to communicate effectively. They have not learned to do the inner work. They have not learned to comprehensively analyze, you know, where did these things come from in my mind? You know, why am I so hard to get along with? I know what I am. I know who I am, and I'm able to listen. I'm able to listen respectively with people, and I'm able to go the route. I'm able to go the last mile with them. But, you know, if they start slipping and if they continue to slip and I find that they're going to be virtually impossible to deal with on a highly comprehensive, intellectual, mature level, they're gone. They're just gone. I can smell it a mile away. I can smell dysfunction a mile away. And I can smell chronic dysfunction a mile away. And I just won't deal with it. I just will not deal with stupid. And a lot of people that are stupid actually think they're smart. And a lot of people that are stupid actually think that they have some kind of special intellect going on that supersedes others in some way, and they don't. They're failures. They're failures. Look at their bank account. Look at the way they live. Look at how they behave. You know, look at the return on their investment, and where has it been? What has it been? When has it been? You know, are they living like me? You know, Are they perfect in every way with the relationship and the financial situation? And are they sailing cool and synchronistic with their ability to handle pain like I can? Am I cancer times two? Am I heart attacks times two? Am I stabbing and shooting? And I was able to handle all of that and just breeze through that because of my years of meditation and practice and meditation and breathing techniques. A lot of people get twisted up and nervous and all dramatic just over a tonsillectomy or maybe a cholecystectomy or maybe some other minor kind of thing that's going on with them. They just freak out. They go completely insane and crazy. You know, and religion is another big deal with me. You know, I'm not going to sit back and listen to people's bullshit in religion. I'm not going to sit back and coddle people. I'm not going to babysit people. I'm not going to give people the sugar tit and we're all going to sit back and suck on the religious sugar tit. I'm not going to do it. Simply not going to do it. You know, you might as well be talking to me about Santa Claus and the reindeer and the great pumpkin or the Easter bunny, you know, as you would God or religion, this Old Testament crazy, insane, fucked up God who was so sociopathic and crazy and mean and dirty and nasty and murderous, you know. And they did that for a reason, by the way, to keep people in check. You know, the church built this system for you. The church built this system for Christians to keep them stupid, to keep them clueless, to keep them enslaved, to keep them in bondage, to keep them dumb, to keep them down, to keep them out, to keep them obedient. The whole system was built for that one specific purpose, and it's worked so well. Marion and I have interviewed over probably 350 to 400, maybe 500 Christians, and every single one of them had one thing in common. It was impossible to talk to them about the Matrix. It was impossible to give them new information of ancient societies and secret societies and ancient civilizations and how the Bible has been transformed and translated and transmuted and how it's been rearranged and reorganized and restructured to fit the narrative of the Catholic Church and to fit the narrative of Constantinople and Constantine and the Council of Nicaea and how it is a political instrument of control, 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 control. Christians are under the hypnosis of the church. They're under the hypnosis of this illusion of some kind of God or whatever. some kind of old man on the hill up there that's taking calls, you know, and has a bank of operators going on there, angels answering phone calls and shit. And, you know, I heard a lady today talking about, well, I have to wait on God to tell me this and tell me that, and I just praise God for this and that. And yet she's living in lack, living in lack, living in lack, living in lack. Every other word is lack, 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 lack. I don't have a house. I don't have this. I don't have any money. I don't have that. Blah, 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 blah. But God is good and God is great. And see, this is incongruent behavior. This is incongruent, sick, psychotic behavior that was programmed into Christians many, many, many years ago. This kind of thing has been going on for 2,000 years plus. And believe me when I say this is very well planned and very well scripted and very well orchestrated. This was not done by accident, folks. This is all very well planned, okay? And if you allow these people to talk to you, and if you allow these people to get into your brain and start taking you down this religious, nutty, fucked up road, you're crazy. You're insane. You're just as crazy as they are. You've got to put a stop to them immediately, even if that means losing 25 friends or it means losing 2,500 friends. You cannot bow down to these people. You cannot allow these people to just say what they say and do what they do and try to feed you all of this propaganda and lies and bullshit from their indoctrination and their programming and their misinformation and their disinformation and their lack of awareness and their lack of education and their lack of research. You cannot let them do that. You cannot let them do that, because to me, that's using people. You know, I could be a preacher and have been a preacher. I used to preach, and I come from a background, a Baptist background, Pentecostal background, and I used to preach in the Church of God. And I was a fantastic preacher. I mean, I could literally make people walk on water, man. I could make people get up out of their wheelchairs and run out the back door, play football. And I was good at what I did, you know, because I know how to deal with people. I know how to make people do what I know how to make people do. And it's an amazing thing when you have that kind of control over people. It's literally an amazing thing. If you look at Joel Osteen, he has that kind of control over people. If you look at Benny Hinn, he has that kind of control over people where he can wave his hand out and make 150 or 400 people or 500 people fall down in their chairs like a bunch of goddamn idiots and retards and say they were hit with the Holy Spirit just because Benny Hinn waved his hand over them. Oh, the saints go down, the saints go down, whoosh, whoosh, and 1,000 people immediately fall out of their chairs and fall into the floor shaking like a leaf. You know, this is insanity. This is a form of collective insanity, global insanity, folks. Christianity needs to be abolished altogether. Religion needs to be abolished altogether, completely. I could go for spirituality. I could go for esotericism. I could go for ontology, ontological. I could go for the mystical and the mysterious. I can go for ancient civilizations and secret societies. I could go for the Babylonian text, the Syrian text. I can go for the ancient script. I can go for the Dead Sea Scrolls. I can go for the Greek and the Aramaic. I can go for the doggone tribes. I can go for the Aztec and the Mayan tribes. I can go for Aristotle and Plato and Nietzsche and those types of philosophers. And I can go for Noam Chomsky, and I can go for all of these folks. But I cannot go for fucking stupid Christians, okay? Christians are just stupid, 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 stupid. You can't have a discussion with these people. You cannot have a discussion with these people. They will bring God into it every single time, and God does not exist. God in the singular does not exist. The God that exists is so much more powerful and so much more audacious and so much more mysterious and so much more vast and so much more fantastic and beautiful and wonderful than any God that you can put in a book, okay? These people have been fooled. They have been lied to. They have been extorted. They are being extorted with tithes. You know, they're taught to tithe, and tithing in the Hebrew never meant giving money. It never, ever, 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 ever meant giving money. There was no resurrection that was ever mentioned in the old Hebrew and the Aramaic text. All of these things are lies. The Garden of Eden is symbology. It's symbology. It's metaphorical for a higher state of consciousness. The serpent was actually a good thing. And, of course, the Christians made it a bad thing, okay? The Christians turned the serpent into the devil, when, in fact, the serpent was all about wisdom. Wisdom, great wisdom in higher frequencies. But if you talk to Christians, you can't talk to Christians. They simply will not listen. So people like me have to run with people who I do run with, and that is highly intelligent, people from certain three-letter agencies who understand time travel. They understand the extraterrestrial federation. They understand the galactic federation. They understand all of the sciences and technologies that are 1,000, 10,000, 1 million years ahead of what's going on. They understand we're in a simulation. They understand we're in a matrix and so forth and so on. So, you know, you have to be able to understand this. And if you don't, you just can't have a conversation with these people. You simply cannot have a conversation with these people. Okay. They will not listen. And, you know, jealousy, again, is the biggest failure in relationships. Jealousy, 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 jealousy. Marion and I, the first thing we try to dig out is the jealousy. And if we can't dig it out, we tell them to separate, separate, separate. Go your separate ways. Go your separate ways. If we find that it's chronic, if we find that it's just beyond repair, we tell them to just go your separate ways. Just get in your car and go right now. But people love misery. They love misery. They love to be miserable. And they love to be around somebody that loves misery. You know, misery loves company, right? Misery loves company, right? Misery loves company. So people hang together. Birds of a feather flock together, right? Birds of a feather flock together. This is a true thing. If you're a crackhead, you run with crackheads. If you're a meth head, you run with meth heads. If you're a whore, you run with whores. If you're a prostitute, you run with prostitutes. If you're a Christian, you run with Christians. If you're a Buddhist, you run with Buddhists. If you're a, you know, all these kinds of things. If you're a high-tech computer engineer, you run with high-tech computer engineers most of the time. If you're a CIA agent, you run with other agents. If you're a law enforcement, you run with other law enforcement. This is just the way it is. And, you know, our world is so fucked up. People are so fucked up. People are so confused, so mixed up, so dystopic, so misguided that it's just unbelievable. Let me take a drink of my tea here. And the last thing I want to say before I leave tonight is this so-called election that most of you think is real. It's not real, okay? Presidents are appointed. They're not elected, okay, number one. And number two, I talked to some people in a group today that agreed with me. Basically, some of them agreed with me. Oh, my God, they said, yes, this is right, this is right, this is right, you know. And some others just kept, they wouldn't listen. They just kept going about voting, 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 voting. Got to get out and vote, got to get out and vote, got to get out and vote. It doesn't make any difference. Look at the billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars that have been wasted on voting. Look at the hundreds of billions of dollars that have been wasted on election rules, regulations, you know, the PACs, the primaries, the electoral college, blah, 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 media, 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 mainstream media. Look at all the billions, hundreds of billions that have been spent on a so-called elections over the last 25 years, 30 years, 50 years. It's amazing. It's unbelievable how easily amused people are and how easily confused people are. Amused and confused is what I say. So, you know, the last thing I want to say really tonight is whoever gets in tonight or next week, two wings on the same bird, okay? Two wings on the same bird. It's all a dog and pony show. Go look at the movie Wag the Dog if you can. Go look at the movie Wag the Dog. Tell Chris if he wants to come back on, I'll let him say something to close the show. I didn't give him a chance to talk. No, tell him right now. I'll give him a chance to close the show. That's really fucking bright. Anyway, I was going to let Chris, who I fired today, I was going to let him say something on the show. That's how nice I am. That's how respectful I am. That's how cool and laid back I am. I'm not a person who holds a grudge. But, you know, Chris and I have had our major problems. But they're really not major, to tell you the truth. We blow them up a lot bigger than they are. This could be solved in just a quick moment. You know, if he would stop being an airhead and listen and stop being so angry and, you know, like an angry bird. And if he would just calm down a little bit and listen to wisdom, he could learn so much. But I don't know if he will. I'm going to give him a chance. I'm always here for him. Like I said, my number, he's got my number. But, you know, I guarantee you he'll be back tomorrow night because misery loves company, and he'll be back tomorrow night. He loves to be beat up by me. I'll put on his message box here in a minute. You can drop by the show tomorrow night, and I'll let you have your... Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back. I guarantee he'll be back. Is that retarded? No, it's not retarded. Is that crazy? No, it's not crazy. Is that just human nature? Yes, it's human nature. But don't get all hung up in these fucking elections, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about who gets in or who gets out or whatever happens. It doesn't matter. The bigger picture you need to be worried about is what's going to happen if the Three Stooges were running things. It'd be the same thing. It wouldn't matter if Candace Owens was in there or if Kamala's in there or Trump's in there. It doesn't matter. We're still going to have the reset. We're still going to have the fourth industrial revolution. We're still going to have digital programmable currency. We're still going to have the social credit score. We're still going to have forever chemicals. We're still going to have chemtrails. We're still going to have all of these other terrible, terrible, terrible wars that are going on around the world. We're still going to have menticide and genocide, okay, and genocide. And so, you know, none of these things are going to stop. Israel is not going to stop fighting with Iran. Iran's not going to stop fighting with Israel. Israel's not going to stop bombing Gaza, northern Gaza, southern Gaza, the West Bank. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to be a treaty. Hostages are not going to be exchanged. So forget it. Forget it. And we're not going to stop sending millions and millions and millions to Zelensky in Ukraine. And, you know, we're going to keep poking the bear and poking the bear in the West. And now the West is just the laughing stock of the world. And, of course, China and Russia have banded together, these two dictators, which I love Putin. Don't get me wrong. He's my hero. Xi Jinping, probably a very smart guy, too, to get to know behind closed doors. I'm not at odds with any of these guys. I just know that they're doing what they have to do, just like the West is doing what it thinks is right. Everybody's doing what they think is right. Everybody's doing what they think they need to do, okay? And this is very, very, very important. You sure you don't want to hit Chris up and tell him to come back on and just give him the last word? I know he'll do it. He's a fool for that kind of thing. Well, get him on the goddamn phone. Oh, you're just testing you. You failed. Oh, Marion just failed. Another test. That's 38 today. 38 fucking tests today. We're going to put on some music, and we're going to put on You're My Best Friend, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight with me. Marion's going to see if she can coddle Chris back on. I bet you he's such a goofy goof, he'll be back on because he loves me so much. He can't get enough of me. I can't get enough of him. We're in love. We should be married. Yeah, Davenport back with you here waiting for somebody to come on and see if they can get the last word in here. I don't know if they'll come back. My mute button was broke there. I couldn't get it to work, so I don't know what was happening. But, yeah, amazing, amazing night. Good show tonight, folks. Really, really, really good show tonight, folks. And you need to really, really, really think about what I'm saying, because it's going to have a lot to do with your new year, and it's going to have a lot to do with the way you prepare yourself psychologically and spiritually, philosophically and mentally, and, you know, from a cultural standpoint, also very important, you know, how you're going to handle this new woke leftist Marxist socialist communist regime, especially if Kamala gets back in, or she gets in to this CEO position for the United States Incorporated. There's going to be some problems, I know, and probably going to be some civil unrest of some type, no matter who gets in. I'm going to look at the latest polling over there and see what's going on when I get off the show. I don't know what's happened. Kind of interested in seeing. This is the Super Bowl of all appointments, I'll tell you. Definitely the Super Bowl of all appointments. But, yeah, it's amazing, folks, amazing. You know, I don't know. It's just crazy, man. It's really crazy what's going on these days with all of this stuff. And you can't make this shit up that we talk about on this show. You just can't make it up. I mean, literally, you can't make it up. It's just insane, literally insane. You know, it is what it is, and shit happens. And Daddy always said, you know, there's the truth, there's the lie, and then there's what really happened. And you all need to think about that really hard, really hard, what I just said. There's the truth, and there's the lie, and then there's what really, really, really happened. And most of you will never get to that point of what really happened. As a matter of fact, none of us will ever totally get to that point. Totally. You know, you're just not going to find out. You just can't be read into some of these beyond top secret black ops programs that are going on, black budget programs that are going on now. You just can't be read into them. They just simply will not ever let those things go, and they'll keep them under national security forever. And, you know, like MKUltra has been going on forever. Remote viewing has been going on forever with the CIA. HemiSync has been going on forever with the CIA. And they're not ever going to read the public in on the truth of what's going on with all of those things and the successes they've had in the science and technology. Nor are they going to let everyone know just how powerful artificial intelligence is. They're never going to let everyone know exactly how artificial intelligence works, especially at the quantum level. But anyway, we're going to go. I'm still waiting for that person. I thought I'd give him five more minutes maybe, but maybe not. It's been a real joy to be with you guys tonight, and I hope you've learned something. If you want to email me, my email is dkyler2010@gmail.com. That's all lowercase, D as in dog, Kyler, K-I-L-E-R, 2010@gmail.com. And you can ask to be on the show. You can ask to help me with my TikTok. You can help with my Clubhouse. You can maybe come over there and be with us, and we can all sit back and have a ball. We call it fun, foolishness, frolic, and something else. I can't think what the fuckery, a bunch of fuckery. Maybe that's what we call it. But anyway, I'll see you guys, and I love you. I was waiting for him to pop on, but it doesn't look like he's going to. Give him about 60 more seconds. Stubborn people, I tell you. I just can't. Stubborn people. We got so many stubborn people. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Tim, take care. I love you, bro. And
good day.
Yeah, baby. I'll see you, man. See you tomorrow night, and we'll have a ball. If Chris pops on there, stop it. Okay. So I'm gonna hang up on you now, and I'll see you, brother. See you tomorrow night. Bye bye.